creativity is a survival strategy. Whether you're talking about the art world or you're talking about entrepreneurship or you're just talking about succeeding in your professional life, adaptability is very important for achieving your success. So that's why creativity is so important.
It's the Inspiration Place podcast with artist Miriam Shulman. Welcome to the Inspiration Place podcast, an art world insider podcast for artists by an artist, where each week we go behind the scenes to uncover the perspiration and inspiration behind the art. And now, your host, Miriam Shulman.
Well, hey there, my friend. It's Miriam Shulman here. Welcome to the Inspiration Place. I'm your curator of inspiration. And I'm so excited because this is our 300th episode of the Inspiration Place. Actually, I've done more than 300 episodes because there's been bonuses and ones we didn't number, but somewhere around 300. So I'm so excited that I've come to you for this long. We've been doing this podcast since 2018, which is crazy. That's like 6 years ago. I can't believe that I'm still here coming to you week after week after week. And so 300 is kind of special. And I wanted to mark this occasion by thanking you. And not just with a verbal thank you, but I want to give away $300 in Amazon gift cards. And it's going to be actually three $100 Amazon gift cards. So let me dive in right away first to the contest before we get into today's episode. So I came up with three different ways that you can enter this contest, and also, everybody is going to be a winner. So what does that mean? Every single person who enters this contest will be invited to our coaching party, the 300th podcast episode coaching party, which will be happening this month live in April. If you can't join us live, obviously, you'll still get the recording. But we hope you come live because that's how I can coach you live. So, all right. Won't leave you in suspense any longer. Here's how you can participate. Between now and April 12th, what you need to do to enter, there's three ways to enter. Okay. I wanted to also, while we're doing this, really gift my book, Artpreneur, with some love. And the best way I thought to do that was with some reviews. I know many of you have already left reviews. If you've already left a review, don't worry. I'll explain how you can still enter this contest. Okay, so the first way to enter is you leave a video review on Amazon for the book Artpreneur. Now, this isn't my rule, but I'm pretty sure it's Amazon's rule. In order to leave a video review, it needs to be a verified purchase. So that means if you've bought the book from me, if you bought it through a bookstore, if you got it from the library, you probably are going to need to get the Kindle version, which is like literally $9, which it's so worth it, first of all, just to have it. So you have it with you, because just to check when you're in an art selling situation, how to overcome objections, all that. But beyond that, I mean, come on, $9 to be able to come to a coaching session with me or possibly to enter to win $100, so worth it. And another one of Amazon's rules is that these all need to be honest reviews. So be sure that these are all honest reviews. Okay, what you need to do is leave a video review of the book Artpreneur on Amazon. I don't care how long it is, but we will be awarding the best video with the gift card. So go to shulmanart.com/Amazon to leave your review there. And you will see a place for you, if you're doing it on your phone, to just record your interview. If you're on your desktop, upload your video. And then once you submit it, it will send you an email saying it's waiting to be reviewed. And as soon as it's live, you'll get an email saying it's up. And send a screenshot of it to miriam@theinspirationplace.net. We are setting the last day of this contest to April 12th, but as long as you do it by that date, we will give you a little bit of wiggle room. Like if you don't get the screenshot until the 13th or 14th, that's fine too. So that's the first way to enter is to leave a video review of Amazon. I literally only have two videos uploaded. One is mine and one is done by Allison Lane. So that means nobody has left a video. I think there's maybe one person in a different country who has left a video review, but the field is wide open. You can totally win this. You just have to create a video review. All right, that's way number one. Way number two is leave a video review of the workbook. Now, I haven't talked about the workbook yet. This is a brand new offering that my team created. It is the Artpreneur Workbook. If anyone has ever attended any of my boot camps, you've kind of seen what the workbook is like, but this is a gorgeous thing that my team put together, that it's a physical workbook. It's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful. It's full color. It's over 70 pages filled with inspiring exercises and all of the learnings. And it has lots of related podcast episodes linked up in there for you to watch. So again, that's way number two. Again, it's not my rule, but it may be Amazon's rule that it needs to be a verified purchase. So if you did buy the workbook through us, you may not be able to enter this contest unless you buy one for a friend. So that, by the way, is a thing. You can buy a workbook and even send it to a friend. Then you're a verified buyer of the workbook and you can enter this contest. So that's another way to do it. If you haven't gotten the workbook, it's amazing. It's only $14 on Amazon. You're going to love it. Okay. So number two, leave a review of the Artpreneur Workbook on Amazon. The winner of that gets a $100 gift card. Again, everybody who enters, number one and number two, are invited to the coaching party. Of course, this needs to be an honest review of the Artpreneur Workbook. All right. Number three, the third way to win a gift card is to leave a review of Artpreneur on Audible. Now, absolutely, if you've listened to the Audible, they let you leave the review on the regular Amazon. But one thing I had noticed, if you go over to the Audible website, the number of reviews don't match what it is on Amazon. So I think there's only like 34 reviews there. If you've already left a review there, all you have to do is screenshot it and mail it to us. And if you haven't left a review of the Audible format, here's how you do it. This one, you don't have to do a video. So this could be a really good option for many people. What you want to do is go to shulmanart.com/audible. That will take you directly to the Audible site. You're going to have to log in with your credentials, your Audible account, and go to shulmanart.com/audible. Now, again, these are Audible's rules, not mine. To leave a review of Artpreneur on Audible, you must listen to, I think it's at least one chapter. Like if you don't listen to it, it won't let you leave a review. It'll say, you haven't listened to this yet. And I know that because I wanted to leave a review of my own Audible audiobook and I wasn't able to because I haven't listened to it. I don't know why. I'm very nervous about listening to my own audiobook. It's funny because like I have no problem listening to my podcast, but there's something about listening to the audiobook that just freaks me out a little. Anyway, so you do have to listen to it. The other thing, and again, this is an Audible rule, is it does need to be still in your library. So if you've rented it from the library and you sent it back, or you bought the Audible book and you sent it back, it won't let you leave a review. So it does need to be in your library and you do need to listen to whatever the amount is that Amazon deems is enough for you to listen to. So I assume it's about a chapter. So go to shulmanart.com/audible, And of course, your review on Audible needs to be an honest review. So here's your opportunity to be really mean to me if you don't like when I laugh when I talk, if you don't like my New York accent. Now's your chance to give it to me over on Audible. I'm just kidding. You're listening to this podcast, so I can't annoy you that much. But yeah, an honest review is all you need to do. It doesn't have to be positive to count as an entry. Once that's live, or as you wrote it, you can also take a screenshot before you submit it, by the way, for all these things. Take a screenshot of it and send it to us. And the reason why we need these screenshots is because when you leave these reviews, we don't know who Cheryl necessarily is, right? There's lots of Cheryls in the world. And some people, it just says Amazon customer. It doesn't say what their full name is. So we won't be able to send you your prize. So take a screenshot of it. Email it to miriam@theinspirationplace.net. Okay, again, let me just review quickly. Three $100 gift cards are being given away. The best video review of Artpreneur on Amazon. The best video review of the Artpreneur workbook on Amazon. And no video required, just a review on the Audible platform of Artpreneur. Everybody who enters gets invited to the private coaching party that is also happening in April. All right, my friend, thank you so much for entering this contest. And now on with the show. Well, hey there, welcome back. So, 300 episode, and there was so much pressure on me. What am I going to do? What am I going to talk about? This one has to be special. And it was my friend Jen Lehner who said, oh, why don't you just share like lessons you've learned? And at first I was like, ugh, I don't want to talk about that. I've done that already. That's kind of like a highlights reel. And then I realized, oh, wait, no, there's something very easy I can talk about here. So I am in the process right now of putting together another book proposal. That means I am going to be pitching to my publisher, hey, would you like me to write another book? I have another book. So the genesis of this book is when I was promoting Artpreneur, people kept asking me, well, Miriam, what about talent? And that's when I realized there was this whole other topic that I hadn't really quite covered in the book that is really how to show up and how to think like a business person and how to act like a business person. And as a listener of the podcast, you have been getting most of these lessons all along. So as we go through what it is that this next book is about, I will be sharing with you what the other podcast episodes are that relate to what's going to be a chapter in this new book. So my next book, it's going to bring in a little more spirituality. It's going to bring in a little bit more leadership. And the whole thesis of my book is that everyone has abundance that they can access. And the way to access that abundance is actually through your creativity. So it's not about how to turn your creativity into a business, which is what my first book was about. Like how to turn your painting into a business or your sculpture or your whatever, music, dance, whatever, into a business. It's about how to use your creativity to be a better business person. Because really, that is the number one skill that you need to succeed in business is creativity. And a lot of people say, wait a minute, Miriam, but I'm not creative. So we're not talking about creative with a capital A. Every single person with a capital A, I mean like art with a capital A, every person is creative. And if you are religious like I am, if you come from a Judeo-Christian background in the Old Testament, they talk about how we are made in the spirit of God. And for those of you who are atheists or don't follow Judeo-Christian practice, we are made in the spirit of the divine being the ultimate creator. And if you're an atheist and you believe in quantum whatever, whatever, it's the same thing. It's all the same thing. We are meant to create in this world. We are meant to create our life, and we are co-creators in this world with the divine. So I just brought in a lot of spirituality just now, and that will be in the book. But what I'm going to do for you today for this podcast is I'm going to walk through the 18, what I'm identifying right now is the 18 different lessons that you need to build your creativity muscle and inspire productive action to fuel your success. And this is true whether you're an artpreneur, an entrepreneur, or even if you are an employee in a business, it's the same thing. In fact, I was talking to my daughter, Talia, today. She's going off for interview for a new job. And some of the things I was telling her to do was like, this is just the same things I teach my students. I was telling her, in your interview, don't make it all about you. Make it all about how you help the students. And that's exactly what we do in business. Don't make it about you. Make it about how you're serving people. Make it about how other people enjoy your art. Make it about them. When you have the other person in mind, you will always be more successful as a business person. But that's very difficult to do because we have evolved with I being the center of the universe, us being the center of the universe. And it's hard for us to put ourselves in the customer's shoes in those moments. So let me walk you through this. Number one is why marketing and mindset trump talent. And in short, and I do have a whole podcast episode about that. It will be linked in the show notes. So what about talent? Well, we all know people who are very talented and yet they still flounder, whether that is at their jobs, whether that is being an entrepreneur or being an artist. And we all know less talented people who are having amazing success. So what makes the difference? The difference is marketing and mindset. Now, an artpreneur, I give you the marketing steps you need to take. I also give you the mindset for being an artist. What this book is going to do is everything else I didn't talk about in the book, in my first book, Artpreneur. Chapter number two, or lesson number two, is going to be the abundant business blueprint. That's what I'm calling it here now. There is a related podcast episode about that, but it really is six steps that you need to have success in your professional life. I'm going to go through them quickly here. Like I said, there's going to be a whole book about this, and I do have a related podcast episode. So step one is to choose your passion. It's not about finding your passion. You get to decide what you're going to do in this life. So whether you are an entrepreneur, an artist, a writer, a change maker, or you just want to succeed in a professional role, you get to decide what that is in your life. But what about talent? People ask me. Step two, pursue excellence. Once you declare what your mission is in step one, once you've chosen your passion, the next step then is mastery. So yes, talent can matter somewhat, but what matters so much more is how committed you are to honing that craft, to being good at it. That relentless pursuit of excellence is what's going to push you further. That's going to distinguish you from the merely interested to the fully committed, and that makes all the difference in your success, which is related to step three, relentless commitment. So step two is about pursuing mastery, but step three is relentless commitment. You're going to face discomfort. You're going to face failure. You're going to have to make some sacrifices to achieve these goals. This unwavering dedication is what's going to set the stage for you to realize your dreams. Step four, I talk about this again in Artpreneur, but this is more like the step in the overall abundance blueprint. In this blueprint, choosing to believe is step four. Belief plays a pivotal role, and you have to believe in your dreams even from step one, even from the part where you have to believe that you can choose your passion. You have to believe that one can have success and that working and committing to it will get you there. The thing is, It's that it's more than just toxic positivity or pretending everything is okay. You have to change your thinking to alter those limiting beliefs. Beliefs are those habitual thoughts that can be changed through conscious effort. I like to use affirmations as a tool. In my book, I will be diving deep into how to use affirmations. In Artpreneur, I do give you at the end of every chapter, hey, this is what artpreneurs need to believe. In this new book, which I think I'm going to be calling The Inspiration Place, by the way, in this new book, every single chapter will have a set of affirmations that will reinforce all the concepts. All right. Step five is to master marketing and monetization. So this is about not just that you have to master your craft and commit to it and have that knowledge, but you have to learn the skills to monetize it. So you have to acquire those necessary marketing skills and strategies to thrive in your chosen field. And of course, there are nuances in all of them. Those are some of the things that I teach in the Artist Incubator, going deeper beyond what I share in the book. And this next book will not go into that level of depth because it's going to be different in every field. I'm going to be imparting those 18 lessons that will work no matter what field your chosen field is, no matter what your purpose and passion is in life. Okay. Step six is taking daily inspired action. You want to take daily inspired action every day. Every day. Well, you can take a day off. In fact, you can take a weekend off, but every day you're working, you can't let self-doubt and fear get in the way of you making progress. So if you maintain the positive mindset and embrace daily actions that are aligned with your goals, you will be able to overcome your negative thinking and create your reality. So this second chapter is definitely a juicy one because I do lay out the abundant business blueprint. This may be where I'm teaching you how to use the affirmations in your daily life. I'm not sure if it'll be in this chapter or a subsequent chapter, but that is the next big meaty portion of this book, what this book is going to be. Chapter three is talking about why creativity. Because remember, I started off this podcast and saying creativity is the number one skill you need to succeed in your professional life. That's because creativity is a survival strategy. Whether you're talking about the art world or you're talking about entrepreneurship or you're just talking about succeeding in your professional life, adaptability is very important for achieving your success. So that's why creativity is so important. And in this chapter, what I probably am going to dive into are narratives, because whether it's the stories you're telling yourself, the stories you're telling your customer, either way, those stories are what is going to create a narrative that's going to drive you and your customers forward. So like I was saying also in the beginning, what stories are you talking about in your interview process? One thing that helped my daughter is I said, hey, think about specific students you've helped, and you can even talk about them during your interview. So that's not any different than what I do when I'm selling my coaching. I talk about artists who have worked with me and their success. When I am selling art classes, I talk about not how great an artist I am. That doesn't matter to somebody who wants to sign up for my class. What matters is, can they do it if they take my class? So I talk about, hey, this student was just like you. She didn't think she was able to do watercolor. It was intimidating. And look at how much success Victoria had, or whoever it is, Virginia had. And give lots of examples of people who've had success. It's about telling those kinds of stories. So storytelling is part of these narratives that are going to create success for you. Again, whether you are a professional in an office, or you're an entrepreneur, or you're an artist, you have to be able to tell these types of stories. Chapter four is about creation over consumption. Now, I did a whole series of episodes in November. I called it No Clutter November, and it was all about how we have a tendency, because of the society we live in, to consume. It's very easy to consume. And it's about emphasizing creation over consumption. So I will link to all of those No Clutter November episodes that we did. Chapter 5 is Create Customers, Not Content. Again, this was a podcast episode, but this is all about, are you focusing on creating content for the Zuckerverse, or are you focusing your time on creating clients, collectors, customers? Your time should be spent cultivating that. Creating content feels like you're being productive, but the more time you spend cultivating your customers, cultivating collectors, cultivating clients, the more successful you're going to be. Lesson number 6, creativity loves constraints. So when people want to know, how do I be more creative? Easiest way is start putting constraints on yourself. Now, I know this as somebody who does commission portrait artists. I love commissions because I love having those kind of constraints around me. It helps focus my mind. It facilitates my originality. It encourages me to take risks within the framework that I have. It increases my resourcefulness. So for all those reasons, imposing constraints will always increase your creativity. So if you're wondering how to be more creative, that's the answer. Again, we do have a podcast episode we will link to about lesson number 6. Lesson number 7, creativity thrives on rest. So this is something I've laced in throughout my episodes, but you can actually go all the way back to one of my early episodes of Dr. Alex Pang, who talked about this in his book, and we talk about it on the podcast. But basically, there's tons of research done that everyone from Darwin to Dali to Marie Curie, whether male, female, all genres, all disciplines, you will be more creative if you limit your genius time to 4 hours. Not push yourself to 5, not push yourself to 6, but limit yourself to 4 hours of genius time. Like Hemingway, he wrote for 4 hours in the morning. He drank the rest of the afternoon. I'm not saying you should drink the rest of the afternoon away, but you don't have to work on your art more than 4 hours a day because you get diminishing returns after that. So that is the principle that successful people have, is they recognize that it doesn't matter about adding more time to your work. What matters is your energy is limited and 4 hours is enough. Lesson number 8 is about marketing yourself. This comes directly from the podcast episode I did, which was Lessons Learned on Wall Street, where looking back, I realized, oh, I was marketing myself. Huh. When I was sending memos out to my bosses about what I accomplished, I was marketing myself. So that's why I'm saying these lessons that I'm talking about, they're not just for people who own their own business. These are basically leadership lessons, how to show up as a leader in your field and a leader in your career, whether you're working for yourself or for somebody else. Marketing yourself is a very important skill. And like I said, with my daughter going on an interview, you can see how so many of these things play into each other. Lesson number 9, invest in your dreams. So this, I do not believe I have a related podcast episode for this one, except maybe I would probably want to link up the interview that I did with Priya Gore, because she's an artist who decided to invest in her dreams. And the other one I would link to is the one with Patrick Gaindeau, because he's another one. Oh, and Kira Gilmore. All of them talk about what an important catalyst it was when they joined the Artist Incubator Program, because they were investing in themselves, they were investing in their art career, and they were investing in their dreams. The people who don't have success, they are so scarcity minded. They don't even want to spend $15 a month on a website. Like, they're so afraid they're not going to make money that they won't even take the action that they need to take in order to generate money. Isn't that crazy? So it ends up being a self-fulfilling prophecy. They are sabotaging themselves because they're not willing to take those actions. Lesson number 11, emotional discipline. I recently did a podcast episode, so I'm not going to go into too much detail here, but this is about recognizing the difference between emotions that you need to suppress, like overwhelm, confusion, and doubt and fear, and those that you should not repress, sadness. Sadness isn't a sin. It's okay to be sad. You want to feel the feelings of some emotions that you should process, you should work through so that you can get to the other side of them. Emotions are like a tunnel. You have to go through that emotion so you can complete it. It's just a vibration in your body. You shouldn't be scared of them. But there's some emotions that we can really indulge in that are not necessary. That's why I said confusion, overwhelm, doubt, those things that cause us to procrastinate, those are ones you can suppress. So emotional discipline is the answer here. Again, we have a whole podcast episode on that. I'll make sure that in the show notes, which you can find today, shulmanart.com/300, I'll make sure that I link to that. All right, lesson number 12. This is future self. And again, I have the future self episode, but basically it's about acting from where your future self wants you to be and also making decisions from your future rather than your past. So many of us, we look to our past to see what's possible, and then we're only recreating the same results. Well, I never did that before. Doesn't matter if you've never done that before, you will do it in the future. So that's about being future focused rather than past focused. So that's lesson 12, is focusing on your future self. Lesson 13, scarcity selling. So this is about having an abundant mindset about what it is that you're creating. This isn't, if you have a hit song and you have this feeling, I'm never going to write a song as good as that again. Guess what? You won't, because that thought will hold you back. You have to keep writing those songs. If you have the thought that, oh, I love this painting, I can't sell it, that comes from the thought that, oh, you don't think you're going to create another painting as good as that again. That's what scarcity selling is. You can't sell from that scarcity place. You won't want to sell from that scarcity place because you have a belief that your good is already done. Again, this is very similar to what we just talked about, right? You think everything you've done that's great is in your past. You're not seeing that your future has good things in it too, that you are going to paint another painting as good and better as the last one. You're going to write a song as good and better as the last one. You're going to write a book as good and better as the last one. You're going to have a job in the future as good and better as the last one. Do you see how this works? This is the mindset you need to have to be successful, that the best is still yet to come. Lesson number 14, it's about going all in and guaranteeing your own success. There's actually two different podcasts that we'll link to. One is, I think, Go All In, and the other one is Guarantee Your Own Success. I grouped this together for this lesson because they do work hand in hand. You can guarantee your own success because you choose to make things as good as possible. One of the questions I usually get asked when I'm doing a promotion is, what percentage of people get results with this program? And it's a difficult question to answer. Everyone who puts their mind to it gets amazing results. Recently, I ran a contest inside the Artist Incubator. And there's about 180 artists in there. And the contest was that I gave them a month to build their email list. And the rules worked like this. Whoever added the most number of names in this time period would be able to be invited to the podcast. And then the runner-up we gave a gift card to. So everyone had an even playing field because we didn't say whoever had the most on their email list. So like if you start with 200 and somebody else starts with one, you're both in the same playing field because if you both add 100, you're tied. So the person who has 200 who goes to 300 is the same thing as somebody going from one to 100. And here's the thing, out of 180 people who are in the group, there were only about 17 people who entered the contest. So if somebody said to me, well, how many people get results? Am I supposed to take just those 17 people who entered, who shared their results with me? Or do I look at just the 17 people who shared the results with me and evaluate them? Okay. So I'm going to just share with you in general without giving too many names out. I will tell you who the winner is because he's going to be on the podcast. Tyran Shuten, who, by the way, is a very talented oil painter and he also does sculpture. So he's going to be coming on the podcast to share his results. He started from scratch. He started with one person on his email list and he went to 190. And I guess that one person might have been him or his mom, who knows. So he went to 190 people. And there were other people, though, who also only had one on their list. And I was very surprised that they only had one on their list because they had been part of the Artist Incubator for quite some time. And the people who started off this contest with just one on their list, one of them added 165 people. One of them added 57 people. One of the, you know, Tyran I just shared, he added 190. Somebody else added 84. So out of those other people, two of them had been part of the incubator for a long time and they weren't adding people to their email list. Was that because I didn't teach right things? Was that because I didn't have the information? No, it's because they didn't take the actions. They didn't take the actions to build their email list until I said, hey, here's a contest. This is what the winner gets. This is what the runner-up gets. And then they decided, okay, yeah, I can do this. But what about up until that point? So that's why I say you are the one who can guarantee your own results because you are the one who takes the actions. I can tell you what to do, but you're the only one who can commit to getting it done. Let's move on to the next lesson, which is lesson 15, Success Loves Company. This is basically a variation of you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. I find that when I hang out with other business leaders, other positive people, it inspires me. I take more action. So it's super important that you surround yourself. Now, I know mostly artists and creatives listen to this podcast. So just think about Andy Warhol and Basquiat, or Andy Warhol is actually a good example, not just with Basquiat, but he surrounded himself with artists all the time. And that was a fuel for his success. We look at Van Gogh hanging out with Gauguin, and we look at the French Impressionists hanging out with each other. Degas was friends with Mary Cassatt, and Manet was friends with Berthe Morisot. We have the Abstract Expressionists, the women in that group who were very good friends, Helen Frankenthaler with Grace Hartigan and Joan Mitchell. They were buds. They were all drinking, getting drunk, and God knows what else. Actually, I do know what else because Ninth Street Woman, excellent book, by the way, talks about how all those artists hung out with each other. So surround yourself with other successful people. Seek out those opportunities so that you can surround yourself with people who are doing big things and will help push you along the way. Lesson number 16. So this is about getting things done, even if you have ADHD, even if you are distracted, even if you're creative, even if you're messy, you can get a lot done. So the related podcast episode is how I get so much done, even though I have ADHD, but it's really a productivity plan about how to get things done. I do talk about this inside of Artpreneur. In fact, I dedicated a whole chapter to it, chapter 11 about how to get things done and set goals, but I will be revisiting it again through a different lens in this new book as well. Lesson 17, what are your inner demons? What are the real ghosts haunting your creative process? Again, podcast episode is the real ghost haunting our creative process. And I talk about that, but this is about really recognizing the sharks in the water so they don't seem so scary. So you can deal with them. What is lurking back there? Is it imposter syndrome? Is it a noisy inner critic? What is it that you need to overcome so that you can take those actions and move forward? And finally, lesson 18 is knowing that your voice matters. It doesn't matter how many other people have written business books and leadership books and mindset books and have podcasts on this topic. We all need another voice in the world. That's why I'm inspired to bring this to you, because I know from my last book, I'm saying things in a different way than other people have said it. So it's going to resonate with different people. My message needs to be heard, and your message needs to be heard. Whoever you are in the world, your voice matters. Your art is important, and you matter. You were put on this planet for a reason, perhaps many reasons. And it's up to you to make something of this beautiful life that we have. All right, my friend, thank you so much for joining me here today. Don't forget about the 300th podcast episode contest. I have linked all of the rules in the show notes, shulmanart.com/300. Remember what you need to do. You either need to leave a video review of Artpreneur on Amazon or a video review of the Artpreneur workbook on Amazon, or no video required, leave a review of the audible format of Artpreneur on shulmanart.com/audible. That is the link that will take you directly to Artpreneur on Audible so that you can leave your review there. Take a screenshot of your videos, your reviews, whatever it is, send it our way, miriam@theinspirationplace.net, and you'll be invited to join me in the 300th episode private coaching party. And of course, all the reviews need to be honest reviews. I can't wait to see you there. All right, my friend, I'll see you the same time, same place next week. Until then, stay inspired.
Thank you for listening to the Inspiration Place podcast. Connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/shulmanart, on Instagram @shulmanart, and of course on shulmanart.com.